think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN.
Zach says, raise minimum wage so college kids have a chance to help pay for it. I made $6.25 an hour, came out with $40,000 in debt. First of all, I would not raise minimum wage under any circumstances, especially not to $15 an hour.
No, I disagree with you on that, but I think 15 is too much. I don't see why it shouldn't be 10. I'm okay with raising it a little bit.
$10 an hour is too much.
But when it was set, I mean, for inflation and everything, I don't think that's too much.
I'll give you 8.
All right, we'll split the difference, 9.
$8.75.
I'm not moving off of 9.
Well, then it'll just stay $6.25.
No, I'm okay with that.
And then, $40,000 in debt, I mean, that's a lot, but the cost to pay for your career, I mean, that's how much a truck costs. So, I mean, you're financing your career for the rest of your life.
And this is my last response to David, because he keeps, well, that's an archaic viewpoint. 18 and get a job might have worked in the 70s. Listen, okay, first off, you're one of those people that if I don't agree with everything that you want, then I'm completely wrong. And I got to say, that's pathetic. It really is. Yeah, I could sit here and say, I like 10 things that this guy said. Here's the one I don't like. But, oh, I'm archaic.
And you can get a job when you're 18, trust me.
Yes. And you know what? You know what you are, David? You're one of those everybody gets a trophy kids. Hey, I'm all for making it more affordable. I agree with that. But it's also on you to go out and do something too, man. You shouldn't have it all just give, oh, well, you know what? Let's let everybody in. Well, you know what? If you're smart enough and if you're driven enough, you'll find a way to get through. You know what? I wanted to go to the University of Texas. Said this many times. Couldn't afford to. So rather than go get a bunch of loans, you know what I did? I went to UH. I got one hell of a education there. And I worked while I was doing it. Paid my way through school that way.
I paid my school.
Paid my way through grad school the same way.
And trust me, there's nothing that feels better than paying off your last student loan. There's nothing.
Hmm.
And you know what I did, Fred? You know what helped me pay for school? This thing called the GI Bill.
Yeah. Well, there's another thing.
Oh, you can't afford to go to college right out of high school? I've got an idea. It's a job you can get when you're 18 and you can save up some money. They'll give you a free place to stay. They'll give you free meals. I mean, you don't have to spend any money if you don't want to. And at the end of the day, they'll pay for your college when you're done. What a great job that sounds like, right?
Hmm?
No, but we got a bunch of pussy-ass kids who don't want to do that because it's too scary. Can't get a job. They
give us everything.
They want it for free. Wah. I just want someone to give it to me. Wah. Piss off.
By the way, you can't use that word.
Sorry. Right. I forget about that.
Word? Oh.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah, what? You made it to Tuesday before you got dumped. You got to like that. Well
I'm sorry.
Done. Well done. Anyway. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
That's the thing. If you can't afford to go to University of Texas or you can't afford to go to Rice, go somewhere else. And then if you get a job after you're done with college, you want further additional schooling, you want to go to Rice or Texas for your MBA, do it then.
You know what?
When you've got money.
Let me throw this out there too. And I told plenty of students and probably have some former students listening. I told them all the same thing. There's a bunch of scholarships out there that will help you pay for it. And many of them I offered to sit down and go over all the scholarships that were out there for them. And not a single one took me up on it. So, yeah, there are opportunities out there. As a matter of fact, you know what? The next charity thing we do, we're going to start a Blitz scholarship for one of you Blitzers just to help. And we're going to let you guys, and we'll have some kind of a, you know, some kind of contest for you to win it. I will do that just for you guys if you promise to quit bitching about free school. Is that fair enough?
I just don't like this world where at 18, everything's supposed to just be handed to you. You want a good job, you go to school, you work hard, there's ways to do it the way that's always been done. I just graduated high school. I want people who have already established themselves in life to pay for my schooling so I can be established. No. Piss off. That's crazy talk.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it just, and I get not everybody can do what I did. Not everybody can pay their way through school. And
I bartended every night after school. Every night.
I was working 50 hours a week. And my last semester, I took 21 hours of classes. I never slept. And, you know, I'm proud of that. I mean, 4.0 the entire semester with that, too, in 21 hours. Very proud of that. But, you know what? I get that not everybody can do that. And, you know, I was in communications, and it was easy for me. School was easy. And I get if you're an engineer and things like it's a lot tougher. Maybe you can't get a job. But
this is the thing,
there's
though.
Other things you can do, man.
Like, and most people, what they want is they want to graduate high school. They want to go to college for 4 years. And then they want to have their dream job when they're 22. See, the way I did it was I graduated high school when I was 17. I joined the Army. I got out of the Army when I was 21. And I took a job that was really, really hard work, intense labor. I worked offshore on a rig. I made a ton of money, way more money than you'll make your first year with your business degree out of school. I promise you that. I worked there for 2 years. I saved up some money. And between that and my GI Bill, I was able to afford to go to college. It's called hard work. You can do it. Everybody can do it.
I agree.
And then, if you don't have arms or legs, okay, maybe you can get a break on your college stuff because you're going to have a hard time finding a job then.
But honestly, man,
but if you've got arms and legs, go work.
But you know, I do think the costs have gotten silly. And it costs,
I think the interest on these loans is what's really
that's
bad.
Part of it. Tuition's gone way up too, and not in relation to how much. And when you tell people to go get a job, the tuition has gone up much more than what they can get paid for those same jobs. So I get that. That needs to be addressed. But I'm never going to be for the free thing, man. I'm sorry. And, of course, a lot of supportive stuff. A lot of people loving the conversation. Then there's always, if I wanted to listen to politics, I'd listen to Bill Maher. And you misspelled Maher, by the way. Sticks to sports, because that's all y'all are good at.
That's okay.
It's ESPN radio, not CNN.
It's not. And I'm sure the Dan Lebatard show or whatever crap show Nationals running right now, go switch over to XM, listen to the national feed, or go listen to 610. I don't care. Get out of here.
We don't want you.
Go listen to Charlie Polillo. He'll read the box scores from the Rockets game last night to you.
713-780-ESPN. Batman's ugly brother. Can I get the scholarship but exchange it for beer? Hashtag degenerate.
David, I'm sure the poor people who can't afford to go to UT or Rice are going to have the same opportunities afterwards as kids who can't afford Rice. You know what? I know a lot of kids who didn't have a lot of money that I went to high school with that ended up going to UT or Rice. You know why? Because they got scholarships, because they worked their ass off when they were in school. Even if they were poor, they worked. So yeah, you can get the opportunity. It's called working for them, David. It's not called being handed to you. Not everybody's born with a silver spoon. I understand that. Does your family having money make life easier? Sure. Of course it does. But it's not like if that's not your situation that you're just, crap, I'm just going to go to community college and work at McDonald's. No, dude. You don't have to do that.
By the way, community college is a pretty good option for people if you need to work. And I've taught at two of them now. And you get a good education there, man, and it will get you into a bigger school. There are all kinds of paths you can take. And, yeah, I agree, make it easier. But, no, let's let everybody do it. And you know, there has to be some kind – you have to have some kind of drive and some kind of want to and some kind of find a way, man. And you know what? I'm very happy with the education I got at University of Houston. And a lot of the people that would have been my peers at Texas wound up working for me. So I had no problem with it.
And you can, it's all another important thing that a lot of people don't understand now is living within your means. Because, like I said, when I got out of the Army, I was making a ton of money, but I knew why I was making a ton of money, because I wanted to save up, because I wanted to go to school.
Yeah.
So when I wasn't on the rig, I stayed in a crappy ass one bedroom apartment in Lafayette, Louisiana, where the air conditioner only worked sometimes, and I sat around playing PlayStation games and eating ramen noodles and saved money. I mean, I work 40 hours a week, I still can't afford it. Well, you're probably, because you're driving a 2016 Toyota Tundra. That's probably why. I drove the same crappy car that I drove when I was making $22,000 a year in the Army.
Caleb says he's a huge Spurs fan. I appreciate it. Y'all spent my drive home talking about politics instead of that game.
Yeah, we should talk about that game. My God.
We'll do sports when we come back. Fine. We pushed it as far as we can, I think. Although, you know what? People seem to be enjoying the discussion. And that, listen, I get where a lot of you are coming from on this. And trust me, I have the exact same arguments with my wife. I can't talk with her about this because it gets hostile.
Here's David. Cool anecdote, bro. Try looking at actual data. I'll give you some data. My parents didn't have money. I make a very, very comfortable living now. How does that happen? How did I get such a... I mean, with no way to get an education, how did it happen? Wah.
All right. Quick break and some Blitz on ESPN 97.
Look at data.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Man, I wish I could read some of these text stories I'm getting from people about how they did things. And there's some inspirational stuff here, man. And then there's the predictable trolls. But for a Tuesday, it's actually pretty good. T-Shoot said, "You dudes sound like two old, crotchety, angry old men complaining like Walter from a Dunham comedy act. Cheer up, fellas." Dude, I'm just cheering.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah, what do I have not to be cheery about? And it sucks that I have to get a new car. That sucks.
Yeah.
But I'm truly inspired. I wish I could just spend a segment reading some of these stories to you guys. But props to all of you. What am I going to do with this? I wanted to get on to sports.
There are literally our phone lines are full, and only one person wants to talk about sports. I think we should talk to Sports Guy. And then go through everybody else.
All right. Do Sports Guy.
Mike, what's up? Sports.
Mike?
Hello.
Hey, Sports Mike.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Broncos-Patriots game. The last play when Tom Brady threw the interception, and then they made him do an onside kick. I didn't understand the ruling behind that. Why didn't they let the Broncos have possession of the ball? Why did they make the Patriots do an onside kick?
Because an extra point is a separate play. It's a dead ball, basically. It's the same as if you miss the extra point or if you block the extra point. You don't get possession of the ball on an interception of an extra point.
No.
That was the sports call?
That was it.
Oof. All right.
You want to just go?
Yeah, let's blast through. You right. Pick.
We'll just go top to bottom. Let's go with Calvin. Calvin, sports and other stuff.
Sports, fellas. Man, love the show. Been Thanks. Listening a long time. I had to comment on the college thing. I just had a conversation with my youth group at church. Now, I explained to them, my parents sent me down in the ninth grade and told me I had 4 years to get it paid for via scholarship. I ended up not doing that. Went to the military, got the GI Bill. Fortunately, got out, got a job that had tuition reimbursement. And I'm telling you, it's 10 times better when you pay for it yourself. I pulled better grades in college than I did in high school. And I got a C in college and almost flipped out. But guess what? That was the money that I earned. I worked for it. And they'll feel a lot better if they work for it, but they think that everything has to be given to them. And then they need to get a job that's going to compensate you if you're going to go to college. I mean, if you want to be a school teacher, that's cool. I understand that. But you can't go to school to be a social worker and think you're going to make $80,000, $90,000 a year. That's insane. So a lot of them need to really do some research before they start going in here and going, yeah, the classes may be easy, but if you're in it to make some money, you need to really look and see what these jobs actually pay. And that's all I have to say, and I don't think college should be paid for by nobody but the person that's actually going.
Well, here's the other thing, Fred. If someone, some guy in the sky, you're some random rich guy is paying for your college, and he's going to pay for it no matter what, it's free to you, what incentive do you have to work hard and finish school?
Well, that's...
That sounds like you want to be Van Wilder and just hang out all day. I mean, if you're not paying for it.
I would have liked that.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That's a cool thing.
But when you're paying for school, you want to get in there and get out of there as soon as possible and start making some real dough. You want to actually work. You're not going to go, I'll just flunk this semester and I'll be back next year and do better. You don't think like that.
And a lot of people pointing out, which I haven't had a chance to get to, but there's so many texts I'm trying to get to them and I'm just overwhelmed. But a lot of people say, look, college isn't for everybody. And the truth is there are trades out there that are fantastic that you can make a nice living at. And college isn't necessarily for everybody. All right. I agree with that, too.
Let's go to Lewis.
Yeah.
Sports, Lewis.
Gentlemen, the research states, they've done research on this. I'm a clinical psychologist. That's my doctorate degree. That those who pay for their school have better grades and also has a lower dropout rate, a higher completion rate.
Of course.
I can speak from personal experience. My first 4 years, I was on football scholarship. I blew it all. I got my head together, went back, valedictorian, my master's degree from being in the military, and my doctorate degree came out of my pocket, 3.9, and I blew through it because I was paying for that stuff.
Yeah, it's not like all of a sudden you got smarter. All of a sudden you figured out that, I actually have to show up here, and I have to pay for it when I do show up, so I better make something out of it. It's common sense. Hey, Craig. What's up, Craig? Sports,
guys.
Go.
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
How are you? Just wanted to weigh in. I'm a recent graduate myself. I actually graduated college about a month ago. And I absolutely agree with everything y'all are saying, man. It's not easy, but if you want to find a way to do it, you're going to do it. I work 3 jobs every semester, worked 40 hours a week during the summers, had my savings and whatever I could do to get through, put myself through and just graduated, scored a job, and, now I make the money back. If you want to get it done, you'll get it done.
You'll get it done. It's hard work. Millennials don't like to believe in hard work, Fred. That's the problem.
Nah, I'm not putting it on them. I'm putting it on their parents.
Oh, maybe that's part of it too.
I mean, I trust me, when my kids were little, some of the parents that we were with, their whole thing was, I'm gonna make sure my kids never have to work. Well, guess what? You succeeded.
Yeah. Chris. What up, Chris?
Yes, sir. Yes, sports, y'all. Hey, Firstly, I called just to say something simple. Now it doesn't make any sense to bring it up. But I want to say thanks, Fred, for saying what you did about, believing that, some situations are unique and, about the paying for the college. But I just think that, I agree. I've been blue collar since I was 15 or 16. My school situation was different where maybe I was messing up in grade school. But when I became an adult fast, single dad. Blue collar since I was 16, and maybe college. Now I wish I would have gone to college, and that's in retro. But I wish I could have gone to the Army, and I couldn't have. And I think that I guess I probably pretty much answered my own question. But I like the idea of free college when people are in bad situations and it could help them. But I think like disability or any type of welfare, it's like everything else where you're going to get too much corruption of the system. So. Like, in theory, it's a good idea to help kids get transition from being an adult. If they can follow the rules on a program that would offer them college, but they had to follow rules and, maybe benefit to whatever industry they were going to go into. If they offered something doing that, then there's a program that could help them. But I guess I kind of agree as I talk, you know, that it would be abuse. But I guess I'm just trying to convince you, Fred, that maybe it wouldn't be bad in all situations. But I respect y'all's opinion, and I agree if we disagree.
I will say this. There are jobs out there that, I mean, not everybody's going to listen. A lot of you guys are dummies. Not all of you guys are cut out to be doctors or lawyers. Let's face it. But that doesn't mean that you have to work at Sonic for your whole life. There are a lot of jobs out there that don't take, you know, it doesn't take a medical degree to make good money. If you're a mechanic, if you're a welder,
yeah,
dude, those dudes make bank. And that's not, I mean, that's not, you know, it's not brain surgery, but you could still make real good money. They make twice what a school teacher makes, I promise you that.
Well, and yeah, that gets into another issue that kind of drives me nuts is, you know, the reason I quit teaching, and this was a college job in charge of a department, I was making more money doing this. Yeah. That's not right. I should not be getting paid, I'll be honest, twice what I was getting paid for that. More than twice.
Fred, I got out on that oil rig. The main dude in charge, the tool pusher on the rig that I worked on, was making damn near $200,000 plus a year. He dropped out in the 10th grade. He just found a job and worked his ass off and made something of himself. Everyone can, I mean, I'm not saying you should drop out in 10th grade and just, you know, hope that you're really good at drilling for oil. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm just saying that whatever your situation is, if you work your ass off, you can do it without a handout.
I agree. Sometimes you just need a person to give you an opportunity, too.
Oh, my God. There's too many of these calls.
I know, and we got Jerome scheduled to come next. Is Jerome going to be a show killer today, or you think he's
probably
got opinions
so
on this? Hey, can I? I just want to take a second. I'm sorry that I can't get to all your texts, but my goodness, there's some inspirational listeners out there in terms of what they've done with families and you know, having kids at an early age and still working their way through school. Man, I just want to thank you guys for sharing those stories. I really appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On the line for this great land, so I thank you.
ESPN 97.5.
King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. All right. We'll get back to your comments. That's all anybody wants to talk about. And a lot of people saying they'd like to hear some of the stories that the texters sent in. If we had a full show today, I would definitely do a segment on it. I might try to squeeze it in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll see. Right now, though, we have Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist. And
Jerome, who paid for your college?
What's up, man? I'm telling you, your phone line is very low. So, but, you know, I don't need to hear everything you have to say. I've heard enough already. I'm on... I'm picking up my daughter from school, and I was just thinking, you know, Fred, this first grade thing, she needs to be paying for this. You know what I'm saying? Because if she was paying for this, she would appreciate it so much more.
That's right. She wouldn't be talking about how recess is her favorite subject.
Hey.
Oops.
What's going on? Jerome's talking about
you got to make them pay for this. That's the problem. People get too many things for free in this world. What kind of country do you want, Fred? You want to have be able to walk in the 7-Eleven and get into a card game and play some poker, but you got to pay for middle school? Come on, man. Back up.
I have no earthly idea what the hell you're trying to say. And part of it's because your phone screwed up, and part of it is because I think you're trying to be funny, and we're only getting half of it.
No, I'm saying
that your ridiculous position that college has to be paid for to be appreciated is a ridiculous position.
That's actually what AJ said.
That makes no sense. Even the last guy that called, or one of the last recent guys called in talking about he blew it because he's on a football scholarship. Well, he was a moron. It wasn't because he was on a scholarship. Because he was a problem. Do you know that guys on scholarship and athletes on scholarship graduated a higher percentage than people who are not on athletic scholarships? It was his fault. It wasn't because the education was quote-unquote free. It was because he was lazy and sorry and blew it, period. Don't go trying to blame the system because you weren't taking advantage of it. Give me a break. The better thing for all of us, for our entire country, is to have a more educated society. That's the reason we have public education. And so if you're saying that public education in college is something that is so valuable, we got to make people pay for it, well, make them pay for elementary school. My dad had to quit school in the fourth grade to get a job to go to work because it was necessary. He didn't get to take advantage of the free education you get in middle school and high school. Please, this idea that it's such a horrendous thing that college would be something that we would offer to people because it's better for all of us, stop.
That might have been the dumbest thing I've ever heard him say.
Really?
Yes. Middle school, really? That's where you're going?
Well, if you think paying for college is so valuable, why isn't the paying for middle school valuable?
Because kids going to middle school aren't technically adults, Jerome.
What, people going to college aren't technically adults either.
18 years old, that's the standard, well, which
now,
we can send them to war?
Not college is 18 either.
Yeah.
You're drawing some arbitrary line. You're just deciding, oh, college is something that has to be paid for. No, we're talking about the value that it brings to the entire country, to all of us, to the entire society, not about getting something, nothing for free. I mean, well, there are 18-year-olds in high school. Should you have to pay if you're 18 in high school? Why not?
Well, here's the thing. If you're talking about your dad having to work, you know, to support his family when he's in fourth grade or whatever, you think your dad wants to be working so some privileged kid can go to school for free now?
If that's better for all of us, yes, that's the way.
How is that better for everybody?
How is that better? Because we have a more educated and more intelligent society. We have people who can actually accomplish things. People can do things, as opposed to you only get ahead if you pay for it. That means the people who have the money will always continue to have the money because they will be so far ahead of everybody else.
But that's like saying, listen, Jerome, if gold suddenly had zero monetary value, but we gave everybody gold because so everybody can have gold. I mean once you make something free,
knowledge. Gold is not education. You're talking about something much more tangible. But when we're talking about teaching people something, like I said, well, why stop at college? Why don't you just make us pay for, everybody has to pay for first and second grade? And there are many, many people who believe that all education
we do
should be paid for.
I'm paying for my kid to go to first grade. I'm paying for him to go to second grade.
Really?
Are you not?
Do you not think taxes pay for that stuff? Wait a minute. So what's your problem? What's your problem with adding college to that list?
Because once you get out of high school, you're expected to make it on your own. I made it on my own. You made it on your own. I don't think people should get handouts once they're grown ass men.
See, that's your problem. You're calling a handout. Well, your kid is getting a handout then to be able to go to second grade.
Because my kid is a child.
Yes, exactly. And there are children in college, but it's about making the society better and giving them all a better opportunity, making the entire, we want to raise the entire group, not just specific individuals. That's the point. And so, yes, we should raise the level of standard of saying we want everybody to have access to this, okay? And there's so you can call it a handout, you can call it whatever you want, but you overdo it by making it go like college is something, is a thing that you shouldn't be able to go unless you go into debt to pay for it.
No.
That's completely wrong.
It's the minimum standard.
That's completely wrong. We've sat here for the last 30 minutes giving people alternatives to going into debt.
And yes, they do exist, but like I said, why don't you draw the line at ninth grade? Why do you draw it at twelfth grade? It makes no sense. You only draw it there because you had to pay for college, so you figure everybody should have to. But I mean, give me a break. It would be better if you didn't have to, and you're not forced to go to college, and it wouldn't change in terms of nobody's making you go. You know, but if you want to go and you're in a situation where your parents can't afford to go and you're in a situation where it would be much more beneficial if that was on the table for you to go, where it's, you got some assistance, why fight that? Why fight education? My God, we're not talking about giving everybody a free car. We're not talking about giving everybody a bar of gold. We're talking about giving them access to education.
Everybody has access to education.
They already have the access.
Everybody has access.
Exactly. Make it easier.
It's easy enough. It's called hard work.
Y'all have turned into like these people who are like hard work. You don't even work right now. You say it every day, so don't act like I'm twisting it. And I am just messing with you, but come on, you know, the more access we have to higher education, the better we all will be. So why fight that?
Because I don't want to pay for somebody to go to school for free when they're going to piss it off. When they're going to piss it off.
Why do you feel so comfortable paying for people to go to high school for free? You don't have a kid in high school, do you?
No, I don't, but I will.
No, but you don't now. So why aren't you fighting that fight for high school?
Because
too?
The money,
middle school.
My taxes go to education for whatever school district I live in, whether it be first grade, 12th grade, it doesn't matter. The whole time I live there, my kid's going to go to school.
And that's what I'm saying. So why are you against it? Why are you against it helping out colleges as well?
Well, why don't we pay for them to do a job search too? And why don't you know?
No, see now you go reaching for things.
How far does it go? When do you take them off your teat, Jerome?
A bar of gold.
Jerome, when do you take the baby off your teat? I want to know.
No, now you're throwing breast in this. This ain't got nothing to do with breast. This is education. Let's not make education such a difficult thing.
Education's a valuable thing, which is why you pay for it.
What?
Education's a valuable thing, which is why you pay for it.
No, exactly. It's a valuable thing to the entire society. That's why the society should make sure that it's there. It's a valuable thing to us all. Defense is a valuable thing to us all. That's why we pay for it. That's the point. Exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly just in how you're doing it. You're turning education into something that's more valuable than defense.
All right. Interesting perspective. Appreciate you sharing it with us.
But like I said, hey, just make everybody pay for all of their schooling and then you have a dumbass society. We don't want a dumbass society.
We're just making grown-ups pay for their school. That's all. You're like, oh, well, some of these kids are 17. They shouldn't have to pay for it.
No, you're the one that brought the number in. I didn't bring the number in. I didn't say anything about
18 in this country is when you become an adult.
I said that the line should be at a college education. I mean, the numbers came up because you threw it in there. I don't care what age. We should set a minimum standard that we want people to have access to education until they get to that level.
They have access
we
to
arbitrarily
again.
Through the level at high school. And I'm saying, why can't you throw it lower than that if you believe that? I think it should be higher than high school.
And
that's all.
Okay, that's just silly. So stop with the lower thing. You think that it should be 4 years of university, 10 years of university? At what point does somebody have to become an adult?
No, you can become an adult at whatever point you want, but If you're going to school and you're trying to do that, then we could argue about the specifics of it, but the schooling at that level, if our country was educating people to a college level, we're much farther advanced than other countries who are not doing that. And that's the point. We want to keep winning. we want to keep advancing. We want to stay the hell ahead. And that will keep, that's the kind of thing that keeps us ahead, because our general population will be so far advanced. And it's a way up for people from the bottom who don't have a chance to get there, who it will be much more difficult. Yeah, of course you can work 24 hours a day and four jobs and pay your way through school. Yes, you can do that. Why force people to do that when we don't, if we don't have to?
Here's the thing. I agree with the first half of what you said about a better educated society is great for all of us, and I'm all for that. But again, it's not just about working four jobs. There's scholarships out there for people. Yeah. There are opportunities. And, you know, how about having a little bit of, I want to go find out what I need to do to make this happen? Isn't that what America's supposed to be about? Aren't we supposed to be, are we supposed to be go-getters?
Exactly. We are. So make them go get it at 12. 13,
get out
14,
of here. Get,
15.
All right. I'm dumber from listening to you on this segment, Jerome.
You just decide when you want to decide to make them go get it. No, make them go get it. They still have to go get it. Just because if college is available, it doesn't mean that Joe Blow, 17-year-old high school graduate, gets to get in. If he's too dumb and didn't do the work in high school and didn't qualify, he doesn't get it.
I have to hang up on you. I have to hang up on you. We're way over for break. Sorry.
Thanks, Jerome.
Yeah, appreciate it. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
And we're back. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. All right, I promise you, we're going to try to get to you guys. I need to get this Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day in. Can I just say one thing? I appreciate Jerome's perspective. I just think that when we start talking about middle school and stuff, he kind of loses me.
I'm a big believer in when you graduate high school, you're grown. That's the time
I want to make it clear. I want it to be as accessible as possible to people. I really do. I think the prices are too high now. I'm okay with all of that. I really am. But I think free is ridiculous. That's it. So, I mean, and it doesn't mean that you're against education if you think free is ridiculous. More affordable? Absolutely. You know, ways to supplement it so people get opportunities? Absolutely. I'm all for it. Free? It's a little much. And, you know, and arguing with somebody again on Twitter that, listen, when it comes to healthcare, that's a different thing. I have a totally different perspective on that because it's a different issue. And we all want to lump these things together. Anyway, let's do the Zadok Jeweler's Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Okay, apparently this is becoming a thing in Puerto Rico. But Henry Rosario Martinez was a 31-year-old avid gambler. Died earlier this month from booze and an overdose of prescription pills. Which, okay, not a good mix.
Yeah, not great.
I mean, I try to limit my vices to one or the other. Before he was buried, his dad had undertakers embalm him, dress him in sunglasses and casual clothes, and prop him up at a poker table so loved ones could see him one more time doing what he enjoyed. A full house of friends gathered around his corpse, anteed up the memories, and snapped pictures of him at the poker table with a stack full of chips in front of him. The owner of the funeral services admitted he's never quite done a job like this, but said it's not unusual for grieving loved ones to request an arrangement to show how much they love the guy. So basically, they embalmed him, stuck him at a poker table, and they dealt him cards and played poker with him while he was dead.
All right.
Which, okay, I want to go on record. When I die, do not do that with me. Please. Just stick me in the ground and get me the hell out of here. You know what hand he had, right? aces and eights.
Of course.
Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. And ATX sits on one of the perfect parts of this discussion. How do you pay professors more? You got to change the distribution of funds. I agree 100%. They should get paid more. But I also think there is money being so mismanaged in colleges that, and I saw it. I was told you have to spend this amount of money or else it goes into the general fund. Well, put it in the general fund and pay people more. I don't need that much money. There's a lot of that going on. And I think, you know, the most important thing, if you pay teachers more, you're going to get better teachers and you're going to get better education. And there's ways to do that without raising the prices anymore. But anyway, sorry, you've got to tell the people about.
Yeah, I
got
to give up on David. I've tried to have logical discussion with him, but he said, so by that logic, close down all food banks, giving away food just lowers its value. Yeah, okay. I mean, so now education is a charity.
That's what I think we're getting to. I think that's what.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And not to mention, if I don't want to give food to a food bank, then I don't have to. If education's free, I have to pay for everybody's education. So do you. So does everybody. That's not how this world should work. That's USSR thinking, but that's all right. All right, guys, got to tell you guys about dirt-free cleaning. I've used dirt-free for a long time, and the new year's about getting back into shape. Treat your house the same way. Get your home back into shape with the clean floors and get it done by dirt-free. I've used dirt-free for a long time, used them in Austin, used them here. They do fantastic work. They leave your floors looking like new. They're Houston's leading carpet cleaning professionals for a reason. They're not using soaps or chemicals, which can damage your carpet fibers. It's not necessarily safe for you or your kids or your pets because it's chemicals. They've got a non-toxic patented pre-spray along with super water and truck-powered equipment, and that's what really sets them apart, their technology. Once the stains are gone, they're not coming back. And it's not just carpet. They do tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, marble, all with their unique patented technology. Sunday service is now available. Start the year off right with a brand new look and feel of clean carpets. They've got an amazing deal for you right now. Three rooms for $99.95 with free speed dry to the first 25 callers that mention my name. That's 281-347-8373, 281-347-8373, or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. Call 281-347-8373 for dirt-free cleaning.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.